Well, are the U.S. drone strikes targeting militants or civilians? President Barack Obama's administration has increased the number of its drone attacks around the world. Let's take a look at the CIA's assassination drones as they found a new base in Saudi Arabia.
U.S. drones continue targeting people from Pakistan, across the Middle East, and into North Africa. But as the number of strikes increases, some argue anti-U.S. sentiment is rising too. Now the location of another U.S. drone base has been disclosed. This time it's in Saudi Arabia, and it's being used to target Yemen. The interesting thing is that the U.S. is already targeting Yemen through Pentagon's Joint Special Operations Command. However, the CIA has built its own base in Saudi Arabia to conduct drone strikes without needing the Yemeni government's approval. American officials say that the first time the CIA used a Saudi base was reportedly to kill U.S.-born Anwar al-Awlaki in September 2011. A U.S. Justice Department's memo last June for the first time outlined the Obama administration's decision to kill suspects without any evidence that specific and imminent plots are being planned against the United States. Some argue these are extrajudicial killings.
You cannot just declare somebody a suspect or a suspected member of al-Qaeda or whatever and launch an attack. The collateral damage from some of these attacks, they've killed, you know, scores and scores of children, innocent civilians. Plus, you cannot simply say, oh, I want to kill this person because I think he may be a threat and do it. That's called an extrajudicial execution is what it is.
There have been drone-related controversies within the Yemeni government. Officials have complained when a U.S. drone killed Adnan al-Qadhi, a prominent local politician who was living in the neighborhood close to the house of Yemen's former ruler, and other leading figures. They say he could have been simply arrested. Still, the White House defends the drone strikes overseas as legal, ethical, and wise. The White House spokesman says the strikes comply with U.S. laws and the Constitution, even if they target American citizens. Experts argue against that.
As to forget that the Fifth Amendment of our Constitution says no person. It doesn't say, oh, no American. It says no person, okay? No person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process.
U.S. drones continue to kill targets in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Somalia, and Yemen. Many of the victims are civilians or low-profile militants. In Pakistan, this has become a problematic issue with Washington. And in Yemen, people are increasingly turning against the U.S., meaning that the drone strikes are backfiring the United States and causing growing anti-U.S. sentiments in the region.
And to further elaborate on that story, Director of the Center for Middle East Studies, Mr. Hisham Jaber, joins me now from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Mr. Jaber, welcome to the program. CIA drone base in Saudi Arabia. Were you surprised to hear the news?
No, I'm not surprised at all, no. Everybody knows that there is a military cooperation, security cooperation agreement between Saudi Arabia and United States of America, especially in this time. America is targeting Al-Qaeda in Yemen. Usually the drones come, as we said before, from the aircraft carriers on the Gulf. And I'm not surprised to see that they are using a secret Air Force base in Saudi Arabia to use those drones, since the enemy is Al-Qaeda for both. Everybody knows that those strikes, the drone strikes, killed thousands of people everywhere in Pakistan, Afghanistan, Somalia, and now in Yemen. And also what paid my attention here, you have to say and to mention that drones started before President Obama, but now it became intensive. Mr. Obama made it clear in his last speech a few weeks ago when he said no more wars, but he means soft war. What soft war consists of? Assassination, intelligence services, psychological warfare, conspiracy and special operations, military operation, quick and limited. I'm not surprised at all, but it shocked me that to see that the Department of Justice or Justice Department in the United States gave the right and the legal cover to the government to kill even citizen people, American citizen people who are cooperating with Al-Qaeda or member of Al-Qaeda. That means the government of United States gave a legal cover to the government. And that's, in my opinion, it's a matter of argument and discussion in the United States. But it will continue. Nobody will stop this, in my opinion. And I found it, as we said, normal, natural, and I am not surprised at all.
Okay, Mr. Jaber, let's put our attention now to Saudi Arabia. Tell us more about Saudi Arabia's role in Yemen's developments as we speak.
Saudi Arabia, Yemen, of course, is very important for Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is the main gate of Saudi Arabia. It's the backyard, call it whatever you want. I think Saudi Arabia has started to suffer from Al-Qaeda operation inside it. And if Al-Qaeda in southern Yemen or in Yemen or anywhere, you know, near Saudi Arabia or in the backyard will be direct danger to the Saudi Arabia. Nobody can deny the cooperation between United States of America and Saudi Arabia, especially in this matter. Cooperation means all kind of cooperation, including CIA operations inside the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. And also, nobody can deny that there are American bases in Saudi Arabia, but now they are talking about a secret Air Force base. From this base, drones started, and when they killed Anwar al-Awqali and his son, 16 years old, in Yemen. And I don't think it's the only operation, departure from Saudi Arabia. But as we said, that most of the drones come from aircraft carriers. Maybe they have much more facilities on the land in
very
Saudi
well.
Arabia. I don't think the government will deny this.
Thank you very much, Director for Center for Middle East Studies from Beirut, Mr. Hisham Jaber.